Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Warren, what are you doing here?
Well, isn't this where I live?
Well, I thought you were going to Beaver's school. Isn't he playing football today?
Actually, it's gotten a little embarrassing. You see, so far I've showed up for every game, and the coach just hasn't been playing Beaver very much.
Well, shouldn't you be there to kind of encourage him anyway?
June, it's bad enough sitting on the bench, but when your father's there watching you sit on the bench, that's the worst.
Well, I think it's unfair that Beaver doesn't get to play more. After all, he's one of the best players on the team.
Spoken like a true mother.
Well, shouldn't he be playing?
From a parent's point of view, yes. From a coach's point of view, no.
Warren.
Now, look, don't get me wrong. Beaver will be a good player one of these days. He just needs a little experience. If he applies himself, he'll do just fine.
No, he will. It's going to be like his father. When you were in high school, you were a fine football player, weren't you?
Yes. Matter of fact, I was considered the Red Grange of Shaker Heights by a committee of experts. My father, my mother, and my Aunt Emma.
Hey, Mom, Dad. Boy, you really missed it.
Missed what?
Missed the Beaver. He got to play in the last 2 minutes of the ball game, and he scored the winning touchdown.
Lord, now, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I'll say it is.
Right. He was a big hero.
Oh, well, I knew that boy had it in him all the time.
Terry faded back to pass, and Beaver ran down the field, and he got behind the defense.
Well, the guy tripped.
Yeah, and then Terry let it fly, and Beaver snagged it in the end zone.
Beaver, we're just so proud of you.
I'm just sorry I wasn't there.
Well, gee, Dad, if you and Mom would have been there, I would have probably fumbled the ball or something.
Oh.
I bet this will prove to the coach you're the best player, Beav.
But Mom, I'm not the best player.
Well, you must be. You scored the winning touchdown.
Beaver's not the best player, Mom. He knows that.
Well, then he's one of the best players. He'd probably be playing all the time if the coach didn't have his favorites.
June, the coach can't afford to have favorites.
Pass the rules, will you, Wally?
Well, sure. He fades back. His man's in the open. He cocks his arm and he...
Let's save that for the playing field, huh?
Yes, sir.
It was a good game yesterday, Fee.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, B, how come you showed up at school today?
Yeah, we thought the coach would let you have a day off.
Oh, cut it out, Gilbert and Whitey.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi.
And Beaver, you were just terrific in the game yesterday.
Well, thanks.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Charlene, that snooty girl in math.
Oh, yeah. Her father's got the car at the steering wheel on the wrong side. Last time she spoke to me, I stepped on her foot in the fire drill.
There he is, Donna. Here's Donna, Joyce.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. If you want to drink, Beaver, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Gee, Beaver, it was super the way you caught that pass yesterday.
Oh, it wasn't so much. That's what you're supposed to do in football.
Gee, I never noticed how cute he is before. Me neither.
Good morning, Beaver.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Ingersoll.
Golly, Beaver. Even the coach
said hello to you.
Gosh, I bet that's the first time in history a coach ever said hello to a guy inside a school building.
What's the matter, Beef? Aren't you coming in?
I don't want to.
Come on, I'll buy you a soda.
No, my mom doesn't want me to have sodas before supper. She says it wrecks my dinner.
That's what my mom says, too. That's why I'm only going to have one.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Beef.
Hey, guys, look who's coming.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, Beaver. Sit at the table with us. Sorry, fellas. This table's for pros only. Denny, Gary, you guys know Beaver.
Nice catch, Beaver. Well, gee, Terry here's the guy that gets all the credit. He's the guy that threw the pass.
Yeah, but you're the guy that nailed it.
I know, but...
Well, some of those other rummies would have choked up. But you played it like an All-American.
What are you going to have, Beav? I'm buying.
No, I'll get it. Hey, Alex.
Here you go, Beaver. It's on the house.
For me? God, thanks, Alex. How come?
We're going to call it the Beaver Special. Well, that print on top is supposed to be a football.
You're in, Beav.
You guys seen the evening paper yet?
Not yet.
Take a look at that.
Gee, it's a picture of you, Beav, catching the ball. Boy, I never saw him put a picture of a grammar school game in the paper before.
Yeah, the first time they do, it's a picture of you.
Well, you better buy a couple of dozen of these papers so you can autograph the pictures for your fans.
Oh, cut it out, Terry. You're the guy who ought to get all the credit. You're the best player on our whole team.
Hey, what do you mean? You're the guy that won the game for us.
Sure, Beav, you're the big shot.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning. Why, with me throwing them and you snaring them, we could win the rest of our games and cop the league trophy.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we'll be the biggest combination since Blanchard and Davis.
Boy, the Beaver Special. This is like eating a good friend.
Picture of Beaver.
Well, it most certainly is.
Hey, look at him go up after that pass.
Isn't that a wonderful likeness?
Gee, Mom, you can hardly recognize a guy with a headgear falling down over his face.
Well, I don't care, Wally. After dinner, I want you to go down to the drugstore and get some extra copies so I can send them to Aunt Martha and Uncle Billy and all the relatives. And Beaver's going to want to start a scrapbook.
Just a moment.
Yes, dear?
I think it's fine to let our relatives know how well our offspring are doing, but let's not let this get out of hand.
What do you mean?
Well, to begin with, Beaver's entire feat consisted of catching a football. You'd be surprised at how many footballs are caught by boys in this country every day.
Well, the paper seems to think it's important.
Well, yes, but I...
Dear, you don't think Beaver could get swell-headed over this, do you?
I think it's quite possible.
Oh, honey, I don't think you have to worry about our Beaver.
Oh, no, Dad. Mom's right. Remember that time Beaver got his picture in the paper for taking Mrs. Goodwin's cat down out of that tree? He was so embarrassed he wouldn't come out of his room for two whole days.
Yes, Molly, I remember that. But I still...
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
You guys see my picture in the paper?
Yes, we saw it.
Kind of looks like you saw it, too.
Oh, well, I had to buy these.
Oh, you had to buy them?
Yeah, in case some of the guys wanted me to autograph them for them. I think I'll sign it sincerely yours. That's the way John Arnett signs his.
Well, hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. My practice was over early, so I went over and watched Wally and his team play.
How was your practice, Beaver?
Great. The coach is teaching us some new plays.
How'd you make out, Wally?
Oh, pretty good. We had an inter-squad game. We beat them 12-6.
Well, good.
They should have done better.
Oh?
Yeah. They missed a lot of chances.
Well, yeah, tell me one.
Okay. When he received that kickoff at the first part of the game, he only ran it back 60 yards.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good run back to me.
Yeah, Dad. But if he'd have cut back in the midfield, he could have ran it all the way for a touchdown.
Oh, sure.
And that linebacker of yours, a good quarterback, could fake him out of his socks in every play. Oh, and Wally, that pass you threw towards the last part of the game.
Yeah? What about it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It gained us 20 yards.
Yeah, but your left end was wide open. If you'd have thrown to him, you could have had a touchdown for sure. You know, Wally, that's the kind of stuff that's going to lose you ball games.
Big deal. He catches one pass, and all of a sudden, he's an expert. How about that, Dad?
Yeah. How about that, Wally?
Warren? You know, I've been thinking about Beaver and his attitude. I suppose I'm as much to blame as anyone, playing him up the way I did.
Oh, not necessarily, dear. I expect everyone's been telling him how great he is.
Dad, mind if I study in here in the den? Boy, I've had it.
What's the matter, Wally? Beaver still telling you what's wrong with your team?
Worse than that. He's got the rerun of last Saturday's pro game on TV, and he's telling them how to play.
A few minutes ago, Whitey called up, and Beaver said he couldn't see him this weekend. He was getting together with Terry and the other guys on the team.
Oh, our hero is turning his back on his old buddies, huh?
Yeah, Dad, just like on Men of Annapolis.
Well, I guess it's time for a little talk.
Hey, Dad, how about letting me talk to him? I could really level with him.
Well, Wally, I'm sure someone should, but I think that's my job.
But gee, Dad, you've been lecturing the Beaver for 13 years now, and he's still pretty stupid. Well, I mean, not that it hasn't done any good, but, well, if I talk to him, he might listen more.
Wally, what a thing to say.
Well, I mean, you know, we spend so much time together and everything. Hey, and anyway, another thing, no matter how mad Dad gets, he knows he's not going to get pounded, but with me, he never can tell.
Well, Wally, you may have a point there. All right, you go ahead and have a talk with him. If that doesn't work, I'll take over.
Okay, Dad. Boy, things sure were a lot simpler when he was sitting on the bench, weren't they? No, I'm not kidding you one bit, Beaver. Ever since you caught that crummy touchdown pass, you've been acting like a little wise guy.
Well, what have you got to start analyzing me? Got a license or something? Where's your couch?
Okay, you just go on being obnoxious. That's up to you. You know, I went through this phony hero stuff myself.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you did.
I did. Remember that time I pitched that no-hit game?
Yeah.
Boy, was I ever a hot shot. But the next game, they knocked me out of the box right in the first inning. One day I was a big shot, the next day I was nothing. The same thing could happen to you. You know, you're making it like you're the only guy in the whole country that ever caught a touchdown pass before. There's thousands of them. And the world's filled with guys that are doing a lot bigger things than catching footballs.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm not as big a hero as some of those astronaut guys.
Well, what are you acting like such a little big shot for?
You know why you're telling me this, Wally? On account of you're jealous of me.
Me jealous of you?
Yeah. I know you're a good football player now, but how many touchdown passes did you catch when you were in the eighth grade?
Listen, Beaver, you better wise up and think over what I said before you turn into a real miserable guy.
Gee, Wally, am I really getting that bad?
You're getting pretty close to it.
Yeah. Well, I guess I shouldn't start feeling like such a big shot just because they named a Sunday after me.
Good evening, Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Come on in.
Thank you. Is Wallace at home?
Well, he just went out to the garage to talk to his father, but he should be back shortly.
Oh, well, then I won't disturb them. Do you mind if I wait for him upstairs?
No, go right ahead.
Thank you. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yes, Eddie?
You should be very proud of your youngest boy, Theodore. I happened to catch the very excellent picture of him in the local press.
Oh, you saw it, did you?
Yes, he's developing into quite an athlete. Mm. You and Mr. Cleaver could save a good deal of money if he got a college scholarship.
Yes, Eddie.
Hi, Beaver.
Okay, Eddie. What do you want from me?
What are you talking about?
This is the first time in my whole life you ever called me Beaver instead of Shrimp or Squirt or something.
You got me all wrong. I'm on your side, Big Champ.
Oh, sure.
Hey, happened to catch your picture in the paper.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
Nothing. I thought it was great. But are you making it pay off? You're a celebrity. You ought to be cashing in on it.
What do you mean, cashing in?
Look, you just read about the ex-Little League champ that the Yankees signed on for a big bonus, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you know when the big league scouts started scouting him? When he was your age. And the same thing can happen to you. You play up this publicity stuff, and you got the 49ers and the Colts and the Rams all coming to you on their hands and knees.
Yeah?
From then on, you got it made. You endorse a car, they give you a car. You endorse a boat, they give you a boat.
Yeah, well, I could use a surfboard.
Kid, you'll have surfboards from here to Hawaii. But you got to be managed right. And with me managing you, you can't lose.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Sam. And the first thing you know, you'll be putting out Beaver sweatshirts, Beaver footballs.
Hey, Eddie, what are you talking about?
This is between Crazy Legs and me. And then you're on TV, rubbing that greasy kid stuff in your hair. And you're plugging breakfast foods and soft drinks. And...
Come on, Eddie, knock it off.
Look, I'm trying to help the kid.
Yeah, leave him alone, Wally.
Make the right move.
Nah, don't listen to him, Beef.
The right moves?
I'm taking a shower.
When you're a celebrity, you gotta give the public that star image. You're important, so you act important. You be independent. You don't go to people, you let people come to you. Now you take Elvis, or Frankie, or Bobby Darin.
Hey, B, you better hurry down the field.
Yeah, all the other guys in the team have already turned out for practice.
I don't think I'm going to go to practice today.
But the game's tomorrow. The coach lets you off?
I haven't even talked to the coach.
You haven't?
No, I've been showing up all week and I know all the plays. No sense burning myself out before the game. I gotta save a little something for the Rams. Well, I think I'm gonna hang around the mall shop. We'll see you guys.
Wait, Whitey. Beaver sure isn't acting much like the Beaver.
I don't know what he's acting like, but I liked him better before.
Wally, you can call Beaver to the table.
Okay, Ma.
Ward, do you think you'll make it to Beaver's game tomorrow?
Well, I have a pretty full day tomorrow, but I think if I leave direct from the office, I can make it.
Oh. Wally, do you think I could ride to Beaver's game tomorrow with you and Eddie?
Oh, sure, we'll be okay with Eddie, if you don't mind riding in the back seat.
What's the matter with the front seat?
Oh, well, we thought we might take Laurie along to the game with us.
Oh, thanks, honey.
No, the back seat's not bad since Cindy got that plank put in.
Right?
Well, a couple of the springs were coming through.
It won't be bad, Joan. Be just like riding a buckboard. Well, Beaver, your entire family showing up for your game tomorrow.
That's good, Dad. But you better get there early because there's going to be a whole lot of people coming out to watch us play.
I'll get it.
Me and Terry figure I'm scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns. This is a cinch game.
Hello? Oh, yes, just a moment. It's for you, Beaver.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Who is it?
I have no idea who it is. Some man.
Eddie Haskell probably got hold of some Ram scout and told him Beaver weighs 250 pounds and runs the 109 seconds.
Yes, sir. Oh, no, sir. No, I wasn't sick or anything. I just didn't think I had to. Yeah, I know, but... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something wrong, Beaver? Who was that?
Mr. Ingersoll, my coach. And you guys won't have to bother coming to the game tomorrow.
What's this?
I won't be playing. You're not going to play.
Well, surely he'll put you in for part of the game.
No. He told me not even to bother to suit up.
Well, Beaver, he must have had a reason.
Yes, sir.
Well?
It's because I didn't show up for the practice today.
You didn't show up?
Well, how come?
The day before a game?
Yeah. I thought I was so good I didn't need it.
Beaver, I'm going to tell you something.
You don't have to, Dad. Wally already told me how creepy I've been acting, but I was too busy being a big shot to listen.
Boy, Beaver, if you're not going to play in the game, what are you going to do when you go to school tomorrow?
I don't know. I guess I'll just have to go back to being a nothing again.
Well, Beaver, we'll be happy if you just go back to being Beaver.
That's right, Beaver. When you think it over, that's really the guy you know how to be best.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Dan. Because I sure got in a lot of trouble trying to be somebody else. Hey, Wally, do you think that the malt shop, they'll take my name off the Beaver special?
Well, how do I know?
Look, just drink your soup, huh, Crazy Legs?
Boy, you sure been getting home late this last week.
I know, but those extra practices I've been putting in is really helping. The coach is going to start me the next game.
Oh, good. Hey, there's just one thing that bothers me, though.
What's that, Wally?
Well, if you catch another touchdown pass, you think your head will fit between the goalposts?
Cut it out, Wally. I'm all through with that stuff for sure.
Yeah, I think you are at that.
I just wasn't thinking.
What do you mean?
Well, you know when I should have first found out I was going haywire?
When?
When Eddie Haskell was on my side.
Keep on going. Don't give up now. Who knows? An episode with Lumpy might be next.
Boy, that's enough to get anybody.
Here on TV Land's Leave It to Beaver Fandemonium Marathon.